Welcome to episode 43 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. It's New Year's Eve, and that means that Fortnite is celebrating New Year's. If you're on the island in a match, at the top of the hour, you may notice a giant disco ball in the sky. It's not a boogie bomb gone wrong. It's the New Year's Eve event. Every hour, everybody who's in a match has to dance for 10 seconds while the island celebrates New Year's. It can be a bit annoying if you're in the middle of a battle and all of a sudden it's time for a dance break. Also, I found a bit of a glitch when it comes to Pickaxe Frenzy. You can light a campfire unlimited times. The campfire doesn't actually light, but you will get credit for lighting it. This is a great way to complete the quest to light campfires and earn some extra XP. And the final bit of news is that Operation Snowdown is still live, and there's three more quests. The first is to hide inside a sneaky snowmando in three different matches. Now, you do actually have to play three matches and hide in a snowmando each time. You can't just find three snowmandos to hide in. You also need to play five duo or squads matches with friends and stoke a campfire two times. Again, if you're playing Pickaxe Frenzy, don't forget that little glitch. It makes that one ridiculously simple. All right, let's talk about the quests for this week. But before we do, let's hear about our sponsor for this episode. All right, let's talk about the quests for this week. The first one that we're going to talk about is the legendary quest for this week. Remember, legendary quests do have a time limit on them, so you'll need to complete this quest this week. The quest this week is to eliminate IO guards. This is a staged quest. You'll need to eliminate 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 IO guards to complete all levels of this quest. I know it can be hard to find IO guards sometimes, but I've found that Pleasant Park and Hunter's Haven are two places where they spawn fairly regularly. The next quest is to find the buried blue coin in Retail Row. You'll need to look for a little mound of dirt that's glowing blue. It's on the west side behind the yellow house. After that begins the gnome quest. You'll need to dig up gnomes from either Fort Crumpet. You'll need to dig up gnomes from Fort Crumpet and Pleasant Park. If you don't know where Fort Crumpet is, it's a little bit to the northwest of Sweaty Sands, just southwest of Coral Castle, on the little peninsula that sticks out there. You'll also need to collect gnomes from Fort Crumpet and Holly Hedges. And finally, bury the gnomes in Pleasant Park or Retail Row. Also this week, one of the quests is to search 15 chests or ammo crates. These are my favorite type of quest because they're basically free quests. Just play the game and you'll complete them. The next quest sounds like it's going to be impossible because sand tunneling is currently disabled. You'll need to deal 1,000 damage within 10 seconds of resurfacing from the sand. Now, Epic knows this is going to be impossible. When I logged in, I'd already completed this quest, even though it was brand new. I think they just gave it to me for free because it's impossible to do at the moment. The second half of that quest is to deal 500 damage while you are crouched. So be a little sneaky, crouch around, and do some damage. And that's it for quests this week. There's not much else going on right now in Fortnite other than quests and a New Year's celebration. If you like the show, maybe tell your friends. And if you don't, well, you could tell your enemies. It'd still help me. Until next time, I'm your Llama Buddy, signing off.